Okay, where is this coming from?
Leonard is upstairs right now with my arch enemy.
Your arch enemy?
Yes, the Dr. Doom to my Mr. Fantastic. The Dr. Octopus to my Spider-Man. The Dr. Savannah to my Captain Marvel.
Okay, I get it.
You know, it's amazing how many supervillains have advanced degrees. Graduate school should probably do a better job of screening those people out.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
They are mutated sea bass.
Really? Are they ill-tempered?
Absolutely.
Well, that's a start.
He says, how come is it, he said, that all them there hockey players and everything, he says, are 95% Canadian? And he says, not only that, he says, hockey is Canada's favorite and original sport. He said, how come is it that we ain't got a hockey song? Well, I only had one answer for him. Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Good morning, America. How are ya? I'm Rabbi Dave.
Good morning, America. I am Friar Rod.
And I am sick as a dog. You can probably hear. My throat is killing me. I'm hacking my lungs out. But you know what I'm not?
I know where you're not.
I am not in Hawaii.
No.
Silverdale, Washington, where I have been up since 4:30 this morning. Because my grandson had a hockey game in Kirkland, which is 14 miles away.
But that's like an hour and a half, right?
At least. So I had to take my wife to my daughter's home so that she could ride with them to go to this game. Good luck. From what I understand, they just dropped the puck, so it's apparently pretty cold there. The old ice rink at the good old hockey game, which is the best thing you can name. So that's how my day has started. I don't know if my voice is going to last, but I'm here to try. How's that?
Well, we'll give it a good run for the money. It is a new year, Dave.
Yes, it is. Feels kind of like the last one.
As long as you're not sick for an entire month, I think, you know, you're doing better than I did last year.
Right. Well, I'm hoping. I am hoping. There is some medical stuff on the dim horizon as I gaze into the future, but hopefully it will be pretty easy. Hell, I'm not even sure they can do anything about it. That's so, you know, I've had knee pain for years since the knee replacement, right? And I finally had a really bad day about 4 months ago. And I said, screw this. I called the orthopedic guy that I have up here, and this is what they told me. Are you ready? You want to see him for your right knee? I said, yes, that's correct. She said, well, the last time you saw him was for your left knee, which is also trashed. But the right knee is unfortunately a new problem. I said, no, it's not. It's an old problem. It's the oldest problem I have. She said, yes, but as far as the doctor's office is concerned,
it's the insurance thing.
It's a new problem, which means that you are a quote, new patient. New patient appointments are running out 4 months.
Oh my gosh.
So that appointment happened this past week.
So, Dave, you're a little too honest. You say, no, it's for my left knee. And then when you right. show up, no, I told them it was my right knee. But
yeah. I showed up. By the time I showed up, of course, I wasn't having as bad a problem. Still having okay, problems because I'm always having problems. But
yeah.
they weren't as bad. But he starts listing these symptoms. Do you have this symptom? Yes. Do you have this symptom? Yes. Do you have this symptom? Yes. He listed like 7 symptoms. I have them all.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting across the room, and he says, I can see it's swollen from here, even though it's not really bothering you today.
Yeah.
So he comes over, pokes around for a little bit, looks at the x-ray, and says, yeah, I think we have a problem. I said, I know we have a problem. Do you know what the problem is? He says, I know what I think it is. We have to do a bone scan to confirm it. So that's scheduled for 2 weeks from now. So.
Okay.
Anyway. I don't know what they do to fix whatever the problem, if it is what they say it is. I don't know what they do to fix it. I don't even know if you can fix it. What they think is that the upper piece is coming loose.
Okay.
So, do they go in there and glue it down? Do they nail it? I don't know what they do.
Get some crazy glue. And, yeah.
So, we'll see what happens. Anyway. That's the start to my 2024. I was literally the first patient of the year.
Oh.
On the 2nd of January. So I think 2024 is off to a rip-roaring start. I think this is going to be a shit show of a year, to be honest.
Yeah, you've got a cold, you've got the knee problems.
Oh, we're not even started with that. We're not even started with why I think this year is going to be crazy. How was your holidays?
They were quiet for the most part. I was still recovering in December from the cold I had in all of November. So, but it was good. And we only had one other cold come into the house, and it was only a sore throat that my son had for a few days. And so they were nice and quiet.
That's my problem is this sore throat. I can deal with the rest of it, but the sore throat just,
Tell you, I use a little bit of, I warm up a little bit of brandy in the microwave, 10, 20 seconds for a small little cup, and then sip that, and it feels so good on the sore throat.
Yeah. Problem is, I got to go drive to pick up my wife.
Yeah.
And if that feels good, well, 2 might feel better.
Yeah.
And if 2 feel better.
After about the third one, you're not really caring about much anyway.
Right. We're driving. So over the holidays.
Yeah. I was gonna say, Dave, last year, to close it out, it was the year of AI for us, I think.
Right.
I think if we had to sum it up, we focused a lot on AI, AI girlfriends, AI, the language chat models, bots, right. The Hallmark special that we couldn't talk about.
Right. Yeah, I suspect this year is going to be politics. Because this year is going downhill real quick. So over my holidays, I made a decision, speaking of AI and algorithms. I've had it with YouTube.
Yes.
I like YouTube for its ease of use. I like it for the way it generates certain things. But I'll tell you what, I've been putting videos on YouTube for my show for 5 years, probably longer than that. Combined, all of the shows... videos. A good show, a show that I really pour my heart into and really do well on, 5 views over the course of 90 days. I made this decision to double everything on Rumble for a while, to mirror everything on Rumble. I'm getting dozens, if not hundreds, of views on the same videos on Rumble. Which tells me that it's an algorithm thing.
It is.
It has to be. But what I wasn't getting, and what I never, I get occasionally on YouTube comments, usually they're from people that just hate you and want to criticize you, which is fine, I get it. But I wasn't getting any comments on Rumble, or any followers on Rumble.
On Rumble or YouTube?
On Rumble.
Okay.
Then I finally picked up my third follower, some guy named Sir Rodbo.
Yep.
And then I got my first comment, and I was so excited because I was doing something else. I didn't have my phone with me, so my watch dings and says, "Hey, you've got a comment on Rumble." So I'm like, crap. Finished what I was doing, ran upstairs, logged in. And of course, it's one of those, your photograph is so cute and I enjoy your take on life so much. Can we please be friends if I send you a friend request? I was like, shit.
Yep.
Like, well.
The Asian girlfriend scam.
Some things never change. I'm not even sure she was pretending to be Asian, so. But anyway. So in case you're looking for my videos of my show from here on out, all the old ones are still on YouTube. Because quite frankly, the reason I put them on YouTube was to store them, not thinking that YouTube might ever mess with them. So I don't I don't have backups. So I thought, well, I better leave these here and stop going forward and keep backups. So I bought a 6 terabyte hard drive, external hard drive, and then decided to shift everything new to Rumble. So if you want to follow my show from this point forward, video wise, I can't imagine why you would, but because I'm just not worth that much effort to look at, to be honest with you. But if you want to, they're on Rumble.
It's your graphics and the backgrounds and the things that you show, Dave. That's why I like watching your videos of your.
See, and I'm just the opposite. I am not a video guy. I do not like people. It's the big argument in podcasting right now is podcasting versus video, and video is winning hands down. I told you about the consultant I hired years ago. I just personally, for me, I'd much rather just listen. That's me, but everybody keeps telling me, no, they want to see it. And I've had people say, how come you guys, what the fuck, don't post video? Well, because we filmed this at 7:30 in the morning.
On a Sunday. Still in my nightshirt, t-shirt. Oh, that could be also the case.
Anyway.
That is not the case today.
It's not today, but sometimes.
It might be after Dave has some brandy for his sore throat, so we'll see.
So the other thing that's going on for me is tomorrow, this coming week, tomorrow especially, very big day, that I'm looking to with some trepidation and some optimism. Tomorrow, it's official, Rod, tomorrow. I start classes at Arizona State.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm
taking 3 classes this quarter, which is the absolute bare minimum I could take. So 7 hours worth. It's not that I didn't want to go full time. I didn't want to go full time.
Yeah.
I feel like at 60 years of age, going full time online would kill me.
Yeah, maybe.
So I went part time. So I was supposed to take a math class, remedial math class, but I did so poorly on the math assessment test that the class that I'm required to take isn't even offered. I mean,
so what do you have to do?
Well, I said to my counselor, I said, I'm just going to put it off till the end. She said, no, that's fine. So I'm going to do everything else. And then when I get all the way to the end and ready to graduate, they'll say, but you don't have this math credit. And I'll look at them with my puppy dog eyes and go, really? Then hope. But anyway. So I'm taking world history to 1500, which I don't know how that one's going to go. I have to take a class in how to take classes, which is
absurd. Of course.
And then I'm taking U.S. history to 1865. Which, of course, is my passion. And I'm already, that class, for whatever reason, that teacher has his stuff together. He's, you know, last week he put out the syllabus. One of the things I do like is all of the textbooks are online. They're available in electronic format. And they're not particularly textbooks. So it's things like the narrative of Frederick Douglass, which you can get on Amazon for $3. That sort of thing. So.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it with some interest and some intrigue. I'm also quite confused, as I informed Bill and Rod the other day, because according to the syllabus, we're supposed to be able to decontextualize historical facts. And I have no clue what the hell that means.
Well, you looked it up, though.
I did look it up. I know what the word decontextualize means.
But how he's using it?
But I don't know what he means when he says that. So I started off my college career by sending my first professor an email saying, look, I'm a 60-year-old submariner. I know how to use a dictionary, but I have no idea what you mean by this.
Yeah, are you pulling it out? You're pulling it out of context is right. What you're doing.
You're decontextualizing the word decontextualize, as far as I can tell. So I sent him an email. I have not yet gotten a response.
No, because you're now on the shit list.
That's what Candy said. You haven't even started yet, and you're already on the shit list.
He sent out the PSA to all the other professors saying, "Uh-oh, we got one here."
Right. So I don't know. I don't know how this is gonna go. And it's U.S. history to 1865, but it seems to focus more on the late conquistador period. The colonial period and the early American United States period through the eyes of Frederick Douglass, which, okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I think you're going to have, I don't want to say fun because it's going to be, I think it's just going to be, you know, help reinforce some of what you already know and then probably give you a different take on some of that because, well, you know.
And one of the things he said was, he likes to teach because he learns something new every year and that he doesn't have the same positions this year that he had last year because of things that he learned. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. And anyway, that starts tomorrow morning. Not sure what time. One of the reasons that I went with this system is because it's supposed to be on demand. I'm supposed to be able to do it whenever it's convenient for me. But I'm not sure that that's the case because they keep sending me Zoom links.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, if you're expecting me to get up at, you know, 7 a.m. Mountain time for your class, that may not happen. So let's see what happens. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. But I think the rest of 2024,
yeah,
it's going to be an absolute shit show. Why do I think that?
Why?
Why tell you? Right after this. Short break. Welcome back. I'm Rabbi Dave.
Welcome back. I'm Friar Rod, and yes, I'm mimicking Dave. Yeah.
I don't know why you do that.
Yeah,
why would you want to mimic me?
Well, I'm trying to be your protege when it comes to...
mimic this. Joe Biden. Tell everybody that you have a choice. You have a choice between insurrection or American.
I don't want to mumble like he mumbles.
Well, I just... You know, I'm always curious when some politician who I don't think knows anything about history tells me that I, as an American, have a choice between committing insurrection or being an American.
Which, you know, America became
Boston to be Tea Party
because of an insurrection.
Lexington Concord, American Revolution. Yeah, I'm always intrigued by that argument. It's not to say that he didn't say things yesterday that didn't intrigue me, and that to some degree I have the same questions. I think we're looking at it differently, but I too wonder why Donald Trump wants to be president of the United States.
I think it's ego.
It has to be.
I think he's, yeah, he didn't want to end. He wanted to go out with 8 years.
Right.
And the way he lost in his mindset was not. Right.
I just look at it as, what do you think is going to happen if you get reelected? Do you really think it's going to be wine and roses and people patting you on the back and telling you what a great job you're doing?
I think it's going to be gridlock in the Congress.
Which I'm okay with. That I'm okay with.
I'm okay with that, too, and that's why I voted for him the last time. I think it's going to be gridlock in Congress, and I think he's going to be stuck in the courts just because he's going to try and executive order things, and it's going to be challenged. And
in the end, at the end of 4 years, then what? All those executive orders that you wrote are going to be undone.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you're putting yourself through all this, and for what? the vast majority of second-term presidents did not have a good second term. They didn't enjoy it. George Washington basically quit because he was tired of it. And I just, there's a part of me that says, okay, Donald Trump is a million and one times better than Joe Biden. But I'm wondering why he wants to be president. What's in his head that says, yeah, that's the job I want? Because I don't know what it is.
Well, I think also, too, that it's his ability to pardon, which, he may need for some of his friends, like Giuliani and things like that.
Well, no less than Biden would need it for his presumably Hunter, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Why is Biden really running again? I mean, the guy's so freaking old.
That's a good question, too. Why is Biden running again?
He's walking like a corpse or cadaver.
Right. Does he think a second term, what does he think a second term is going to accomplish?
I have no idea.
What is it going to accomplish that some other Democrat couldn't accomplish, I guess?
Well, the progressive idealism, right? He can push progressive things and not have to worry about re-election.
You think he could do without a better job of that than Gavin Newsom?
I think he can because he doesn't have to worry about a third term. Yeah, I don't think if Biden were somehow miraculously reelected, I don't think he'd be surviving the.
I think it's going to be medical out. I don't think it's going to be miraculous. I think it's going to be whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, the big question now is Trump on or off the ballots?
Mm-hmm.
And this has been much discussed over the break. In fact, I did two shows on it. But I've come to, even after my second show, I've come to the conclusion that the concern I have is what's the Supreme Court supposed to decide? The Supreme Court cannot decide whether or not Trump is guilty of insurrection.
No.
Because there's no case to decide.
No.
And
he's not been charged with that.
Right. And ultimately, states decide who gets on their ballots. That's an unarguable fact. I mean, it's just the way the Constitution is written. Is it time to reconsider that? Possibly. But for right now, that's what it says. However, in the focus on 14.3, people are missing 14.5, which clearly says Congress has the authority to implement and enact the provisions of this amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So it falls to Congress. So I can see the Supreme Court now, which has decided to hear the appeal, come back and say, no, Colorado and Maine cannot remove you because of 14.3.
Mm-hmm.
To which the Trump supporters will immediately celebrate. And the state of Colorado will immediately say, well, here's another reason why he's off.
Yeah, they'll keep it tied up in court.
Right. I think that's a stupid thing to do. Maine even more so, but I can see them doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, I think he ends up on the ballot because people realize that, this is a stupid way to do this. But at the same time, once again, it's focused on stuff that doesn't really matter in the big scheme of things. And this is the problem that I have, is that we're so focused on the shit show that we're not paying any attention to any substantive issues at all. I've not heard Republicans discuss substantive issues. Of course, you're not hearing Democrats discuss it because there aren't any. My wife was surprised by that the other day. What do you mean they're not having primaries? Well, they're having them, but Joe Biden's the only guy on the ballot, just like Kim Jong-un,
It's easy to get 100% of the vote when you're the only guy on the ballot.
Yeah, which is surprising, but so I don't know. I'm disturbed by it. I think it's going to turn into an absolute, because no matter what the Supreme Court decides, whatever they decide, it's going to immediately create a lot of chaos. And we have a lot of chaos that's going on that isn't even being discussed right now, Ron.
What's that?
Did you know that I-5 here in Seattle was shut down yesterday?
I didn't know.
Shut down.
Why?
Why would you think? Now, normally being in Seattle, you'd go, well, construction, of course.
Well, yeah, but construction is, you know, same thing in California.
Accident. No. It was shut down by pro-Palestinian protesters. Shut down. Complete stop. And yet, if you go to any of the Seattle news sites today, do you find anything about it?
I didn't hear anything about that at all.
There were a couple of tweets from people who, you know, cover this stuff, but nothing in the mainstream at all about this. Nothing.
So why do you suppose that the mainstream media is doing that?
Well, there's two ways to look at this. One is they're sympathetic. I mean, that's the easy way to go. But if they were sympathetic, they would be covering it.
Uh-huh.
See what a great job these guys are doing presenting the Palestinians.
They're so brave.
They're so brave. The other side of this is, and I have to go back in my radio career, my early days of my radio career, 2007, 2008, open carry was still legal in California.
Uh-huh.
And this was a big deal amongst conservatives. We need to talk. I used to get that all the time. Dave, you got to talk more about why we should be open carrying. Now, if you know me, you know that I'm a Second Amendment person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something that I wear on my chest. It's just not. I'm sorry. It's just not my passion. Okay? The First Amendment is my passion, which is why I wear those things on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
But I was having a conversation with the then sheriff and then police chief, who off the air specifically asked me to tone it down. And the reason they asked me to tone it down is because they were starting to see gang members open carrying. Because gang members apparently don't listen to talk radio and didn't know that this was legal. But they were starting to find out.
Uh-huh.
And the problem with open carry, as far as the police were concerned, was that, well, just because the gun is empty now doesn't mean it will be in a second and a half.
Sure.
And so there was this request, and we had a lot of discussion about this, about whether or not that was the approach, whether or not it was, you know, what do we do about this? And I kind of see the same thing here. I'm wondering if the media here isn't being leaned on to not cover this, to not give it attention, to Streisand affect it.
Huh.
And yet I have the same feeling that I have about this that I had about the guy down in South America, which flashed through the news a few weeks ago, and now it's gone, where he'd had enough of these protesters in the streets, and he shot them.
Yeah.
And this
he was an attorney.
Right. This is going to happen. Somebody is going to get hurt / killed. But I think that's what the protesters want.
Of course.
And so by playing it down, by not covering it, they're not giving it the anger that it should rightfully have.
That's... So... It does make sense. It makes sense in that they're trying to manipulate the attitudes towards the protesters so that they're not getting, you don't get the anger backlash. So you don't cover it. Hey, you don't know.
This is the same thing with my wife and the Democrats. You know, if you don't hear about it, how would you know? If it's not all over social media. I was reading the other day, John Hawkins column, Culture Side. He was talking about, do you know if there was no social media, if social media went away today, the entire transgender movement would be over in 24 hours.
Yes, that's
true. He's correct, because it's just attention whoring. That's all it is. But the same thing is kind of true here. If they can't get their news, their protests out, does it tend to knock it back a little bit? Rod didn't hear about I-5 shutting down.
I didn't, but then again, you know, my news sources are more national, I guess, and then there's strictly local, so.
Well, but wouldn't a shutdown of a major highway. Wouldn't that be local? I mean, especially for an incident, an issue like this. Wouldn't you think
if someone got hurt, it would be in the news, but no one got hurt, obviously.
Here's one news station, King 5, that had a 1 minute and 18 second report about it. That's it. Well, the Stranger had it too, but the Stranger doesn't really count, so that's our local progressive blog. So I just think it's about that. I think it's about controlling something and making sure that people don't get too much information about it. Because really, what's the chances of something like this? Let's put it somewhere else. Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Protesters shut down I-75/85 through downtown Atlanta. What's the chances of a group of people deciding that they've had enough of this?
It's gonna going to happen.
Down there to counter protest. Right. But if they don't know what's happening, because it ain't on Facebook.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Well, it will be on Facebook because people will take pictures and post it, but Facebook's algorithm's going to have to shut that down.
Right, right. Which comes back to the AI thing. Mm-hmm. Comes back to the what's going on, which is, of course, controlled by the most dangerous people on the internet, who, according to Wired magazine,
Wired.
Who number one is, right?
Enough said there. Elon Musk
is number one. And why is he number one?
He doesn't conform.
Well, according to my son, he's evil.
Your son thinks he's evil?
My son thinks that Elon Musk is both stupid and evil. So, well, can you be both? How can you be this evil, manipulative super villain if you're stupid? In the words of Sheldon Cooper, have you ever noticed how many super villains have advanced degrees?
Well, there is Dr. Evil.
Yes.
Dr. Evil with his sharks and with laser beams on their heads.
Freaking heads. Yeah. So Wired magazine thinks that Elon Musk is because apparently he owns Twitter. And he told advertisers to go fuck themselves. Which
I think is awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool myself. I tried to explain this to my son. I use Twitter far more now than I ever did before, ever. And it's amazing what I can actually find on Twitter now.
Yeah. I actually paid for it. I paid for the blue check.
Yeah. Talk to my blue check butthole. That's my favorite meme with the cat. Talk to my $8 butthole. I love that meme. Apparently, so he's number one. I'm not sure what this is. C10P? Or is it CLOP? I don't know what it is.
So now you're going to make me look at the article.
Chain analysis? It's got to be C10P gang. Some kind of hackers or something. Ransomware researched. See, this is the problem with sans serif fonts.
Yes.
Is I don't know if that's CLO or CIO.
Capital I.
Or C10? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Was it Philomena Kunk calls the Titan 1C?
So the ransomware stuff is a pain. It is a pain. Don't click on links, people. Don't click on links.
Don't click that.
And if you have a young Asian person who's in their 30s contact you on Facebook and says they want to follow you and be your friend, and they're recently divorced or single from possibly Taiwan, and don't believe that either.
Or from Rumble, and they say your photograph looks really great. My photograph is my avatar.
Yeah.
Oh, you look great. It's actually my logo for my show. Oh, your photograph looks so wonderful. You look like a really nice person.
Mm-hmm.
I told one of them the other day on Facebook.
I engage those people.
I'm not a nice person. I'm kind of an asshole.
Except for, I post publicly on Facebook and I get those things that come back, and Right. And so my dad decides to friend them because they post a comment on my site. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing?
I do that with Bill. Yeah, Bill, you should friend this girl up. You're single. What do you got to lose? And, of course, you know who the other most dangerous person on the Internet is for 2024? Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
Who, as far as I can tell, I mean, he has his own social media platform called Truth, but even though he's back on Twitter, he doesn't.
I don't think he posts on Twitter.
No, he doesn't. So, there you go. I don't know.
He's going to wait. He's going to wait until, like, once I think we're through the primaries, he'll wait. Because it's going to be big news when he sends his first tweet.
Well, we'll see what happens. Here's what I know. 2024 is going to be a mess. Stay with it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to What the Frock. Dave, this is our first annual, it's the first one of the year, WTF News Stories. And so I found one, and I have to start it off because this story comes to us from Florida.
Duh.
So I have to start there. A single mom's concrete driveway is stolen in an elaborate scam after she put the Florida home on the market, leaving her with a dirt track and a $10,000 bill to replace it.
Wait.
Basically, the scammers. What?
They stole the driveway?
They stole a driveway. So this woman said shortly after she listed her home in Florida for sale in December, people started showing up to her property trying to measure her concrete driveway. The single mother confronted one contractor who told her that a certain man contacted him about a driveway replacement, quote, at their address, but backed out after the contractor asked for payment and proof of ownership. However, just as she was preparing to head out of town for the holidays, she got a doorbell camera notification that crews were outside of her house tearing up the concrete, according to her GoFundMe page. That's she's asking for money now. She comes home and her driveway's gone. So basically, there's a scam to where bad actors get contractors to work on homes, then leave the homeowner to front the bill. So it was totally ripped out.
Driveway?
I don't know. They have to be in league with contractors or something like that. Where's the scam? I mean, that sounds like a prank more than a scam, because how's the person scamming it making any money?
Yeah, that's the part I don't get.
So anyway, she's having to find I mean, I would just sue the heck out of the contractor that came and ripped the driveway out.
It's the same with and you've seen these on Facebook, no doubt. Every group you belong to has the air duct cleaning people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a total scam, but the question is, what's the scam? Yeah. And I spent a half an hour the other day watching a video, which you know I hate doing, of a guy explaining what the scam is. And it's actually not really a scam. It is, but it isn't. It's some guy in Pakistan who's contacting all these air duct people and saying, I can undercut your advertising, whoever does your advertising for you, on Facebook, get you gigs, but you send me $50 each gig. But just do a crappy job. You don't have to do a great job. You just, get it out because you're not working for your company. You're working technically for me. That's the scam.
But so in this case, they're not getting paid. The contractors aren't getting paid.
Well, they shouldn't be. Do they think that she's supposed to pay it? Is that?
I don't know. If you sent me a bill for something that, hey, I never contacted you. You guys didn't do your due diligence. And
right.
So not only are you out the money of whatever it costs you to remove it, you're going to be out the money to replace it.
Yeah. My wife is once again watching some weird show on Netflix.
Not Hallmark.
Not Hallmark. She doesn't watch Hallmark much. Well, this one's about drug dealers in Southern California. And apparently yesterday, I guess the mother, who's played by Ellen Barkin, killed some dude 20 years ago and buried him in her old garage and mm-hmm. hadn't laid down concrete over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the house was about to be sold. And so they had to pretend to be from Southern Electric, Southern Cal, whatever that is, to go in and get everybody out of the house, claim they had a gas leak, go inside, and rip up the floor. And
why did they have to take the body out?
Because they didn't want it to get discovered, because apparently she put the gun that she killed him with in there, too. So.
Oh, well, I think you're better off not drawing attention to it at all.
Right. That would have been my response, was what's the odds of anybody digging this up after they sold it? I mean, but, hey, it's Hollywood.
Instead, there's a gas leak, and we need your house for a week to tear the concrete out.
Oh, no, they did it in like 2 hours.
Yeah, but concrete takes longer to cure than 2 hours. So wouldn't you notice, hey, wait a second, there's a new spot of concrete in the garage that wasn't there before.
But they told the people, hey, we had to tear up your concrete, so we've got a contractor coming in. And, of course, they're drug dealers, so they're like the Sopranos. They have
money
to do that. Yeah. I love the U.S. mail.
Do you really love it? Really?
No, not really, but my cousin works for them, so...
So you
I'm required by law to say that I love the United States mail service.
Okay.
But let's face it. When was the last time you actually used the mail service?
It's rare. It's birthday cards now. Because I don't send bills out that way.
It's what the internet's for. Happy birthday.
Oh, I hate e-cards, though. I hate them.
No, I'm not even doing e-cards. I'm just sending a text saying happy birthday. Yeah. Post on your Facebook page. That's all you're getting from me. Unless you're some sort of special relative or something. A letter mailed to an Illinois couple in 1943.
Okay.
Was finally delivered to another family member 80 years later. The letter addressed to Louis and Lavina George resurfaced recently at the DeKalb Post Office in Illinois. And a worker, who apparently had nothing else to do, because, you know, they're... overworked, you know, decided to go that he needed to track down the family members.
Okay.
So he did. He delivered it to Grace Salazar, a relative who lives in Portland, Oregon, who then shared the piece of mail with Jeanette George, Lois, and Lavina and George's daughter. A message from the past, a seemingly showing up out of nowhere. It's pretty incredible, she said. Everybody was just like, my God, you know, gobsmacked. Just like, what is this?
What is this? It's a letter.
It was a letter mailed in 1943 from a cousin expressing condolences to the Georges, whose firstborn daughter, Evelyn, had died of cystic fibrosis. That's kind of sad.
That is kind of sad. I'm just wondering how it made it through. I mean, because they don't have the forever stamps back then. And so
The post office said that the reason the letter likely remained undelivered for so long was because, take a guess.
It was lost under machinery. I don't know.
The mailing address had a street name, but no house number. People, you gotta address it properly.
Well, why not return it to the sender and say, hey, that's undeliverable?
You want to bet he sent it postage too?
Probably.
It's the kind of thing that makes me say,
WTF?
Rabbi Dave.
I am Friar Rod.
And I know this show is going to be a little short today, but my voice is having problems. And as of right now, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 major edits to do from hacking fits. So.
Yeah, he's been hacking a lung up here.
Not a good deal. But we did want to be here, and of course today is the last day of the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
My team, the Denver Broncos, playing for nothing against your Las Vegas Raiders, also mm-hmm. playing for nothing.
That's exactly right.
Although, there's some debate about whether or not you're going to keep your coach.
I don't know. You know, he's definitely done better than the previous coach, but I would rather actually have them do a search. And
you could actually have chimpanzee would do better than Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously,
dart throwing chimp. What play do I run? Throw a dart. Would do
you know,
better
I keep
than
saying
Josh
it's
McDaniels.
A rebuilding year, but they're not rebuilding anything. They're buying, you know, they go in and they get like Garoppolo, which Garoppolo's great. I enjoy him, but he's older and he's going to be prone to injury. And so why are we building off of old people?
Okay. Sorry. Funny you should say that, because my team, the Denver Broncos, wasted somewhere between $200 and $300 million on Russell Wilson plus 5 draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Is getting ready to release Russell Wilson probably, you know, within days after this game today.
Probably.
Because Russell Wilson, how do I say this? Technical terms. It's terrible.
His wife's good looking, though.
He's down there in Johnny Manziel level performance.
I never thought he was really that good. He seems like a nice guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I just
by the
never
way, Joe
was...
Flacco, your NFL stat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Flacco needs 71 yards today to pass Johnny Manziel on the all-time Cleveland Browns passing chart. For those of you who get football, you understand why that's funny. But so we're going to cut Russell Wilson. And the internet is abuzz with where Russell Wilson's going to go. And guess where the prevailing dominant theory is?
Hopefully not the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Oh, God.
Are lining up to throw money at Russell Wilson.
I think the Davises that own the Raiders, I think they've been far too involved with decision making. Ever since Al needed to go.
I've been up here for a long time. I've been up here for almost 7 years. And I'm telling you, up here, watching Russell Wilson, it was amazing up here because everybody around the country thinks that Russell Wilson was God up here. People up here didn't really like Russell Wilson that much.
Uh-uh.
They didn't think he was that good. The whole let Russ cook thing is generated by Russ's PR people. There was clearly headbutting between him and Pete Carroll. Well, uh-huh. I don't like Pete Carroll either. I think Pete Carroll is, number one, he was a cheater at USC, but number two, you know, I give him credit because he surrounds himself with people to know what they're doing and then takes credit for the work.
That's a sign of a good leader.
Right. But they got rid of Russell Wilson up here. They maneuvered Russell Wilson into wanting to get out of here and then made it look like it was his choice. They fleeced the Broncos, which is our fault. And they're happy to be rid of him. They're doing just as well without him as they ever did with him. Okay, mm-hmm. They won a Super Bowl, Dave. They won a Super Bowl with Marshawn Lynch. And the instant they didn't give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, what happened?
Yeah.
They didn't win a Super Bowl, did they? So the next chapter for Russell Wilson looking like it's going to be the Las Vegas Raiders.
Great.
And let me assure you as a Bronco fan, I think that's funny, except that you guys won't have to give up any draft picks for him.
Yeah, that would be the plus side, but I don't know.
Let Russ ride into the sunset, please.
Not to Vegas, not to Vegas.
Well, where else is he going to go?
I don't know.
Nobody else really wants him. Cleveland's got their guy now in Joe Flacco. Which is so funny to me.
Certainly he's not going to be Kaepernick.
Is Aaron coming back for the Jets?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think he wants to come back, but I don't know.
Depends on how much money he loses to Jimmy Kimmel in the lawsuit, I guess.
Yeah, he put his foot in his mouth on that one.
Yeah, that's... that, let that be a lesson for you. Well, folks, it's going to be a fun year. It's going to be an interesting year, and we'll be here for most of it. Obviously, there'll be some vacations and stuff in the meantime, but
yeah.
But we will be here for 2024 and let you know what we think. You can always comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatthefrock, our actual website, whatthefrock.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can send us an email, WTF@whatthefrock.org.
I do read them when Dave forwards them.
I do forward them to Rod to read. Hopefully they're interesting. I don't know.
They are.
Because I don't read them. But there you go. So anyway, on that note, I am the voiceless Rabbi Dave.
Okay, you're going to have to leave that in here. I am Friar Rod.
And this has been...
What the Frock?